Will you start off, please?
As you know, the New Mexico Constitution prohibits municipalities from making donations to private entities, and there's only a few listed exceptions to that. One of the exceptions is economic development, and in that case, it's really not a donation. It's an exchange of something for economic development growth within the municipality. In this case, we've had Oxy come to us and ask essentially for 17.02 acres of land. I would, depending on how you want to organize it, since it's at such an angle, I don't know if we've got the map that's part of that. It's essentially at the bend in the road of Commerce, I believe.
Is it Corrales?
Corrales. As Corrales bends, it's on what I would call the south or the east side of the road. It's 17.2 acres. In exchange for their development of the property, the city would grant them this and not charge the sales price for it. But what they have to provide us is essentially a lengthy portion of economic development. And the agreement spells out what it is they've agreed to do. One, they've agreed to develop the property. This includes a laydown yard, a business office, and a fabrication facility. They have to agree to a minimum number of employees with a minimum annual payroll for, I believe, 5 years. This, we looked at what this would do based on some accepted economic indicators, both the improvement to the property, the number of employees, the payroll that is associated with that, and we've determined that essentially they would be able to repay in economic development the value of the land in approximately 5 years. This land is valued at a little over $1 million, and what they're looking at is essentially moving, I called it the New Mexico field office. I'm told it is one of their field offices here. So it would be a fairly large facility that they would develop. Their development includes land further to the south of what the city owns in that same area, and that is land that they have purchased or acquired from the county. So that's the 17 acres is not just what they're developing. They're developing a larger chunk. I believe Mr. Hilfinger is here, and he's brought a large demonstration object to show what it is that they're going to do.
Thank you. Mike Hilfinger, representing Oxy, Mayor, City Council. I manage the real estate for Oxy, Occidental Petroleum. We're very excited about this project and working with the city. As Eileen had said, that we did, the county conveyed about just over 20 acres to us, and we're looking to get the other 17 acres from the city for our entire project. The plan is to build a state-of-the-art engineering office building. Approximately, it was 40,000 square feet, but it looks like it's going to be more like 60,000 square feet because of the number of people we've been hiring here, and because we're going to add in a state-of-the-art gym too with the building. Also, we're going to have a fabrication distribution facility. It's going to be at least 100,000 square feet, and the laydown yard. So we need the entire 38 acres to get this project off the ground. And the plan is to start breaking ground, at least on the portion we already own, in the next month. So this is on fast track. We're going to try to get it completed by December of this year, maybe first quarter 2020. I did bring this is a preliminary drawing. This is the Commerce Boulevard here, okay? And right, this our current facility we have is right here, our engineering facility. What we'd be doing is building a large office building with a gymnasium, which would be about, again, 60,000 square feet, and our fabrication facility with distribution. We'd have trucks that come through in the middle here, and then our laydown yard. So this piece of the property, most of it is city-owned, but we can start construction on the county piece once we get everything squared away. But that's the preliminary plan. Again, we're looking at hiring at least 100 employees, and it's getting more every day. So, you know, HR keeps coming to us telling us that the building has to be bigger. So we want to make sure that we don't underbuild, that's for sure.